Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why the Founder versus Co-Founder Gap Could Kill Your Startup. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a question that keeps me up at night. Are you splitting equity wrong because you don't understand the difference between founder and co-founder? This confusion isn't just semantics. It's costing startups millions in disputes and destroying partnerships that could have changed the world. Let me start with the legal reality, because this is where dreams meet paperwork. A founder is the first person who officially starts the company and files the incorporation documents. Think of them as the architect who draws the first blueprint. A co-founder joins during the initial formation phase, typically within the first 6 months. They're the construction foreman who helps build the foundation. The difference between founder and co-founder comes down to legal standing and equity precedence. When disputes arise, courts often favor the official founder because they have documented proof of initiation. Now, here's where it gets expensive. Founders typically retain 51% or majority control, while co-founders usually receive 20 to 49% based on their contribution timing. Your title affects how investors perceive you and determines board seat allocation. Here's the sobering truth. Misunderstanding these roles leads to 65% of startup partnership failures. That's not a statistic, that's a tragedy. But here's what's fascinating. Both titles are essentially equal during fundraising and daily operations. The difference only surfaces during conflicts, exits, or legal disputes. Some investors actually prefer seeing a unified founding team rather than a hierarchy. The key is focusing on contribution value, not title politics. Consider WhatsApp's story. Brian Acton joined as co-founder 8 months after John Coombs started the company. Acton received 20% equity versus Coombs' majority stake. When Facebook acquired WhatsApp for $19 billion, this distinction meant billions in difference. But here's the beautiful part. Clear titles from day one prevented any ownership disputes. They knew exactly where they stood. The takeaway is simple, but powerful. Document your founder versus co-founder roles in writing within your first month. Base equity on actual contribution, not just who showed up first. Remember, great partnerships aren't built on titles. They're built on trust, clarity, and mutual respect. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.